Everybody knows the Chazal, the Teres Kainim that Rashi brings, beginning of Parshas Bahar. We use it as a borrowed lashon for a lot of things. Ma'inyan Shmita El Tzar Sinai, Ela Mashmita Nemru Klal Yisrael V'Dikdukeh V'Sinai, Af Kulan. We'll explain as we go later on B'Hemshech what exactly the point here is. But there's a bigger yisayit here, or maybe the yisayit that precedes the shaila of the Teres Kainim, which Matisyahu Zecheinu Levracha was ma'ir, that you find different places where it's different. In the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says, Vayikra Hashem el Moshe, Vayidaber elav me'ayal mayet leimah, the Kriyas v'ayal mayet. Here you have, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Bahar Sinai, that was the deeper of the mitzvahs from Har Sinai. What was Eil Mayed? What was in Har Sinai? And if you want to complete the picture and throw something else in the mix, you also have, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, Arvus Moyav. So this was set up to have an understanding of what it was. So Arvus Moyav was a Chazor. It was before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So the chronological order of it and the point of it is understood. But the Bahar Sinai and the Eil Mayed, which one was it? Let's understand what the connotation exactly of Har Sinai is and how it relates to Eil Mayed. So we'll be makdim tur. Tur in a bich, ben a bach, in Simen Mem Zayin, or Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, which might be Mechai of people to make Birchas HaTorah again. The Zenuscha, he's discussing there the tour, what Birchas HaTorah is. Now we know this, that Lasek B'Divrei Torah V'Harav Non Hashem Baruch HaBon. So some hold it's like three brachas, the tour holds that it's two brachas, because it's a brachas V'Harav isn't Pesach V'Baruch, it's a part of the bracha of Lasek B'Divrei Torah. So there's two brachas, Lasek B'Divrei Torah V'Harav, stop, Hashem Baruch HaBon, let's do it. So the Torah says like this: V'zenus chabaruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kitshanu mitzvayis of al divrei Torah v'nuscha Ashkenazis lasik b'divrei Torah. Right, that's our nuscha lasik b'divrei Torah. Harav novechulei v'oid yesh bracha acheres al ha'Torah. There's another bracha on the Torah. Baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam asher bocharbonu mikol amim v'nosalonus terosu baruch ata Hashem noisein ha'Torah. Normally we know mitzvah shichas kavanah not. He doesn't tell you what specific kavanahs in this mitzvah. That means here there are basically intrinsic to the mitzvah, there are specific kavanahs to have in this bracha of Asher b'chabonu. V'yechavein bebirchosoi al maimed har Sinai. Not on Torah, but on maimed har Sinai. Eich bochar bonu mikol ha'umais, v'kervonu lifnei har Sinai, v'yishmiyonu dvorov mitoicho eish, V'nosan lonu teirosoi hakdoisho shehi beis chayenu kleichem dosoi shehoyo mishtasheya boi b'chol yoyim. That's the tour. The Bach explains. The Bach is marich. Oid bracha acheres v'yechavein. What's motivating the tour? What's the tour's hechrich to say what he says? He says you don't find pashtus. What would you say? Asher bracha bonu z'brichas hamitzvos hatayr. Right. He says, but then you have a problem. You don't have any birchas hamitzvahs where one mitzvah has two birchas hamitzvahs on it. Right? So the first bracha that you make, asher kitshanu mitzvahs of lasik b'divrei Torah, that's your bracha, that's your birchas hamitzvahs of divrei Torah. So what's asher bochar bonu? So it's not mistaber that asher bochar bonu was weiter, another bracha, another birchas hamitzvahs on the mitzvah of Torah. Therefore, that's what the Bach explains. Nira de Kashale, it was bothering the tour. The loymot inu shtei brachas miinyan echad al mitzvah achas. Kigoyin hocha, shemavarchim lasik betera, barachat Hashem elam betera, v'chayuzrenu mavarchim asher bachar banu, barachat Hashem noisen atera. Umetaret, and the Bach explains what the tour is answering. The bracha rishayna hi kishar bracha shemavarchin al hamitzvos. The first bracha is takeh birchas hamitzvos. It's a bracha on Torah. Yeah, v'chein kan mevarich lasik b'divrei Torah al mitzvos ha'esek b'Torah. Stop. That's for us at Maimer Hamuzger. The bracha of the mitzvos on Torah is not to learn Torah. Lasek b'divrei Torah. Right? If you're not basic with divrei Torah, it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud, the birchas hamitzvah, is to do the mitzvah. The performance of the mitzvah is lasek b'divrei Torah. What lasek b'divrei Torah means, Rav Gifter Zichrono Livracha once said he went to Mexico and he had to meet a certain gvir, and he was trying to get through, and finally he gets through to the gvir, and the gvir says, meet me and come to my office, my office, my office. Every time he was there, he had to meet him in his office. Yeah? So he tells the gvir, he says, you have this massive, luxurious house. Yeah? Why aren't you there? Every meeting is in your office, yeah? So he says, Rebbe, I don't have time for that. I have my ASIC to run. I have my business to run, right? Rav Gifter said, now I understand what the bracha means, lasik b'divrei Torah. Your ASIC has to be Torah. Your ASIC has to be, you have to be so farnuman, you have to be so involved, so shakua in the Torah that you can't think of your luxurious house. You can't think of anything else. Right, you can't think of anything else. You're so absorbed in it. And that's the bracha that not the Lamed Vav Tzadiki Hador make. That's the bracha that each and every one of us makes every day. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvayisav v'tzivanu la'asoik v'divetar. Are we? Make a cheshbon at the end of the day. Was that a bracha l'vatal? Well, apparently that Maimer HaMosger, nothing to do with what I want to speak about the Asher Bochar Banu, but I couldn't pass it up. Okay, so that's the first bracha. That's a birchas hamitzvah on Torah, and like we said, the birchas hamitzvah on Torah is lasik v'divrei Torah. Zok tobach, and what's the second bracha? Mevorach lasik v'divrei Torah, al mitzvah seisik v'Torah. U'masayim v'harav, what's v'harav have to do with the mitzvah of lasik v'divrei Torah? Because lasik v'divrei Torah, again, you're not studying Talmud 101, you're learning Torah with the Eibishter. The end of the bracha is ha'malamei Torah lama Yisrael, right? So Mumasayim Vaharev, why? Lefisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizer V'Toymech L'Chol HaOisek V'Torah Umalamed Oisei L'Havina Al Burya. And the Eivishter gives you, learns with you, helps you to say Atashma, to learn it Chlor. Lachein Mevakshim Imenu Yizbarach V'Oimrim Vaharev, no. Make it Gishmak and give it to me that I should be a good Talmud. You're the Rebbe, I should be a good Talmud. Right, that's all part of the bracha of lasik b'divrei Torah. That's the tzura of limud haTorah. That's what the birchas hamitzvos of limud haTorah is. That's all the first bracha. Avol bracha zu hashniyah, but the bracha of asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim eino ki im ha'hoido v'ashvach al mashe nosan lanu teirosa. It's a shvach and that he gave it. How? She nosan lanu teirosa klichem dosa mitoich ha'eish. Dafka mitecho eish, lahoyreis al kedushoso v'ruchniyusa. The oifen of Matan Torah was in Maimon Har Sinai was mitecho eish. Why lahoyreis al kedushoso v'ruchniyusa? Because it's something that defies the physical world. It defies happening in regular, normal, daily. The Gashmiyazdika world, it's something beyond, it's something heavenly, it's something that comes from there. That's what the Ubochar Bonu Mikolo Umo is, Vikirvonu Lifnei Arsinai. Ulefi Shehizirai Sanu B'Teirosa. Zok Tabach. It is the Taich in the Torah. And since we have a Hazara in the Torah, Shaloi Nishkach Maimed Harsinai, there's an Hazara not to forget Maimed Harsinai. Ukmai Shekosu B'Parshas V'Eschanan. Raki shomer lechav shmor nafshecho, pentishkach es advarim asher roo einecha v'chule, yoyim asher amadet tolefonet, lifnei Hashem elikecha, vatikrivun vatamdu tachas ahor v'ahor bayer bo'esh, v'diber Hashem eleinu mitecha esh, that's all in Parshas V'Eschanan. Right? So you have, aside from Torah, there's a separate union of schiras, and not to forget, maimed har Sinai. Maimed har Sinai is a thing in and of itself. Lefichach, tzorech lechavein. This is what the bracha is. Lefichach, tzorech lechavein bebracha zu hashniyah. Lehoides lo yisale al maimid har Sinai. U'mesayim bo, baruch at Hashem noisen ha-teirech kloimar, noisen ha-teirech kleichem dosei mitoicho eish ka'omor. How many of you were mechavein that today in the bracha of Hashem? That's what I thought. Okay. So, what do we know from this Torah slash Bach? The bracha of Asher Bachar Bano is a pasunder inyan of a bracha. The birchas hamitzvus on limud haTorah is Asher Kishavu Yisoyisov Tzivano Lasek B'divrei Torah with Vahar. Asher Bachar Bano is a separate thing. It's a bracha of Shvach V'Hoido on the Maimid of Maimid Har Sinai. What's the Maimid Har Sinai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something that's dear to him and makes it clearly evident, what do you call it, to the whole world, something that's happening over here is something that defies the physical world. It can't there's no physical way for science to explain it. There's no anything. It's clear, it's clearly divine. Your Mishabech, the Eibishter took not time and effort, but the Eibishter came, lowered himself to this world, Mitaycha Eish, to give the Torah, which is Be'etzem Kleichem Dosei, of the Eibishter, because that's Be'etzem the Dvar Hashem, it's the Chiyus of the Eibishter Kvayachol, to give that tremendous Matana to Klal Yisrael. How lucky are we that the Eibishter, he can't forget about what he was delivering as much. The delivery man over here was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You had a kesher, the nontkite and the aliyah that you had to transcend the physical limitations and to have this ruchniyistik kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's shvach worthy. That's Asher Bracha Bonu Mikolo Amim. It's a bracha on the Maimed Har Sinai. It's a bracha on Maimed Har Sinai. That's why that says the pasuk in Veschari Zoralecha Petishka Hashero Einecha. You have to remember Maimed Har Sinai. So the Torah is learning. What's the maila of remembering Maimed Har Sinai? The Chesed of the Eibishter. That the Eibishter b'chvayd v'atzmei was nisgala and gave it to you in the most divine of ways, a way that couldn't take place in normal teva, to show how much the Eibishter wants to give you the Torah and what your kesher is to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's on that kesher. It's on that kesher. That's what we learn. That's l'chayra what we learn from there. Now, that's the first. Now, that's the tour. Now, there's a Ramban. There's a Ramban who also stresses Shechira of Maimed Har Sinai, but I have to learn it up properly. It's the Mishnah that we're learning up. To learn it properly, where's he coming from? It's not the exact same Nakuda, and I'll show you two things that come out from it. The Rambam is not Maina in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the love of Shikchas Maimed Har Sinai. Okay, the Ramban in Mitzvahs Loisas says Sheshochach HaRambam, the end after Mitzvahs Loisas and Sefer HaMitzvahs, it has after the Mitzvahs Essay that the Ramban counts, that the Rambam didn't. And after the Mitzvahs Loisa said that the Ramban counts, that the Rambam didn't. Okay? So the Ramban says, the Ramban there in Mitzvah Beis, Shochach HaRambam Mitzvah Beis, says like this, it's a lav, Shenimnanu, we are forbidden, prohibited, Sheloi Nishkach Maimed Har Sinai. We shouldn't forget Maimed Har Sinai, Veloi Nosir Oisoi Midaatenu. We shouldn't be Mesiach Das from Maimed Har Sinai. It should stay eternally in your mind. And that's what the Eibishter said. Zogt Ramban. There's a very, very big kavana. It's a very important inyan. Why? If divrei Torah would come to us, we would learn Torah and be given Torah. Be piha novi olav hashalom bilvad. If it would only have been from the novi, afal pishen nisames etzloi. Even though the it was nisames by us, it was proven to us. Inyan of Uwasoi, that this guy is a Novi Yemes, that the Kaycha Anvu of this person, Ba'isai Subim Ba'ifsin, even if that would be true, so then there's every reason in the belief he said it, it's true. Yeah? Nonetheless, Im Yokum Bekirbeinu Novi Echaleim Chaloim, a Novi or a Chaleim Chaloim could come, Bezman Min Azmanim, v'yitzaveinu, and he'll come and he'll take b'shum hepech min ha-Torah. He'll be mitzava something hepech from what it says in the Torah. V'nosan eleinu, and he'll come and give oisum moifes, right? Tia ha-Torah nesucha b'yad ha-sheini. Then well, he calls, at the very least, it'll make us mesupik already in what we had from the first Navi. Because right? Another Navi could come along, and there could be Isim Moifsim, and he could fafir you, he could come and tell you something different. And the Vulnchol Apochus, he calls Belibeinu Sofik Alze. Aval, Kishihikianu, Biur HaTaira, Mipiha Gvura. But where the Torah came, Mipiha Gvura, Lozneinu Veinenu Royas. Ein shom emtzoi nalakrish kol chelik v'chol v'chol. He said, "There's no way." That's an act which is impossible to follow, right? Once the Eibishter himself, where it's clearly evident from the Maimid of Har Sinai that it's the Eibishter who gave it to us, nobody will be able to come with all his koyches to be matul sofik in us as to the amitus of anything of the Torah. It will be the Torah zaysa Torah. Right, nothing will ever change because the Eibishter himself gave it. This is what the Eibishter gave us. So you have to constantly have in your mind, right, and not be Mesiach Das from Maimed Har Sinai, that whatever we're doing, it's the Eibishter gave it us. So the Aval, and then Kishihi Gionu, Bir HaTorah and Piyakvura, that we got it, Los Neinu Veinenu Royas, Ein Shumem Tzoy, nothing can be Machish that. Shanu yoidim ve'edim b'shikrusay u'b'pachzusay zeh. Zehu shenemar b'maymen ahu v'gam v'choy yaminu lo'ela. That's what it says afterwards. Once this is indisputable, and it was clearly given by the Eibishter to Moshe Rabbeinu, so now on Moshe Rabbeinu also gam v'choy yaminu lo'ela, because there's no way to deny it. The voice Moshe Rabbeinu, because we saw the Eibishter giving it to Moshe. So Ramban also stresses the Indian that of not shichas maimed Har Sinai apart from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the angle is different. The nekuda is a different nekuda, right? The nekuda of the tour was a birchas hashvach on the kesher and closeness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of the etzem uvda of giving us this Torah. That's a shvach for how close the Eibishter was to us in giving us the Torah and the oifen he gave it, which is clearly muchach that. So remember your kirva. That's bracha worthy, right? That's something that you shvach, you give shvach v'haidah today, Mishnah, for that. And the Ramban has nothing to do with shvach v'haidah. The Ramban is to preserve the sanctity and the emes of Torah. You have to remember that this Torah came from the Eibishter. And once you know that the Torah came from the Eibishter, undisputedly from the Eibishter, there's no other way to explain it. So any Novi that's going to come later on and can prove with Isis and Bifson from today till tomorrow, you can't go against the Eibishter. This is what the Eibishter said at Kabbalah. So two different Nekudas. The two different Nekudas stressing the importance of Har Sinai. Right? Har Sinai connotes the Maimed of Har Sinai. And there's two different places where we say things that relate to both of them, really. First, the Ramban. The Ramban's Nusach, it's a raya that they got the Torah from the Eibishter, right? It's a raya that the Torah is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that the Torah is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then a place where we see that, for example, we can understand what the Ramban is. Beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibul Torah, Misinai. Let's say Moshe Kibul Torah from the Kakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Kibul Torah, Bisinai. What's Moshe Kibul Torah, Misinai? What's it coming to connote? Right. So the Mepharshim say this already, but Lefidus Taich of the Ramban, it's Poshet. Lefidus Taich of the Ramban, it's Poshet. One might think, all of Pirkei Avos is Midas Bad, so how to conduct oneself. It's not Cheshen Mishpat, it's not Yeroday, it's Midas, right? It's Midas. One might think Midas, that one could question say, that's Seichel Adam, that's not from the Eibishter. Right? That's not Seichel from the Eibishter. That's subject to Yeah, what's the right thing to do? What's not the right thing to do? These are suggested right things. Right? Look, the Mishnah, the Aleph base of the Mishnah is Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. Misinai means Maimed Har Sinai. They took place with this Maimed of Har Sinai, alluding to the Maimed Har Sinai, which that's the Ramban, which clearly showed that it's the Eibishter who gave it. That even these things, the things in Ovis that we're doing, it's the same Torah that was given from the Eibishter Bechvodei Va'atzmai and Leitei Muchlefes. It's not something coming from Seichel Adam. It's Giluyim of what the Giluyim to us of what the Eibishter gave in Har Sinai. Right? It was all coming from that. This is a chelik of that. If it would have said Jezeis HaTorah Shel Adam, Moshe said that, okay, so then someone will say, yeah, maybe he gave it to him. There's nothing. You could question it afterwards. Certain, and it lends itself to questioning because it's not halacha, it's like Hashem Mishpat in Yerodea. It means these things. It's these type of things, Eichel type of things. Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. Remember that Maimed Har Sinai. It's that Maimed Har Sinai was where this came from too. That's Muchach, the Ramban says that it's straight from the Eibishter. That puts Pirkei Avos in perspective that it's straight from the Eibishter. So that's where we see Sinai referred to, I think, in the Ramban's type of a thing. We also find Sinai referred to. We also find Sinai referred to in the Turway. I think this we say in the Haggadah, the Oshtel on this, right? In the Dayenus, Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai V'Loi Nosan Lanu Asatayr Dayenu. Stop and think. What does that mean? Ilu Nosan Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. What was the Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai for? The Kirvana Lifnei Har Sinai was for the purpose of Matan Torah, right? So, and even if he, as long as we say, Ilu Kirvana Lifnei Har Sinai V'Loi Nosan Lanu Asatayra, he would have stopped short, right? By Kirvana Lifnei Har Sinai and not giving the Torah, Dayenu, that's enough for us to be Mishabeah. That's like someone's dying of thirst, right? And you take him up to the well, and he's standing by the well, and you say, all right, that's it. We're done. You can't drink. Don't give him to drink. Just take him up to the well. Exactly what are you being Shabeach? Ilu kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai. Kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai. V'loi nosan lanu esatayro. That means there's a separate maila that makes it shvach worthy. Right? Dayenu, that this would be enough for of a toiva for us, for shvach worthy, even had he not given us the Torah. So they all said there was a different touch in it. The Lefi, the Torah, it's Pasha. There are two things. Maimed Har Sinai itself, even had he not given the Torah, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala and talked to Klal Yisrael, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biteicho Eish. No one can come, no physical Bria could possibly talk like that and possibly anything else. That means the Kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, which was demonstrated in the Etzem Kirvanu, which is what he stressed in there, the Kirvanu, the Tnei HaSinai, the Goloshen of Mutur Lubach there. The Kirvanu, that Kirva, that's noteworthy. Who has such a Kirva today? That the Eibishter comes to communicate with him. Even had he not given us the Torah, it would have, even if it would have been just to say, hi, how you doing? Right? But who has such a Kirva to the Rebbe Yisrael? That's the maila, Yudu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. That's the maila, the shvach worthy, the Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim of the Torah. That's Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. So you see, both aspects are true, right? The Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai is Beetz and the Ramban point, and the Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai is more the Torah point. Okay, that's. That. Now what's Har Sinai? Now we understand what's Har Sinai. That's basically it gets us to the limud of Rashi. What is it? What's the connotation of when we say that these mitzvahs were given Misina? It's the Maila of Sinai, right? What's the Maila of Sinai? So we have two very good answers to that. Now the Maila of Sinai is there's two things. The Maila of Sinai is the kirv of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was the Ava of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of Maamad Har Sinai, right? It was all part, everything that was given then from that closeness, the matana that the Rabbi Mishalel, here was Kirvanu of Nehar Sinai, and Yenos Alonu was Atayra, right? So the Kirvanu, that that closeness the Eberster gave us, Klimach Magosai, the thing was that was most valuable to the Rabbi Mishalel, and the Eberster gave it to us. That's what Har Sinai is. It's telling you that any of the mitzvahs, every single mitzvah, not only Shemitah, every single mitzvah is Bichlal. Was it is from Sinai and has that and has was part of that event where the Rabbi Shalom showed himself and Mitaytus Kirva gave us that Klishashua, his Klishashua he gave to us, or and the Torah, right? That everything is Misinai, which is undisputedly from the Rabbi Shalom, that is irrefutable, and it's Isa Tayr Shalom Mukhlafas. Everything is Bechlal, that not just which it says here. Now, so then there's no stira. It means like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. This is what Matas Yo said. Berich, the Eibishter gave the whole Torah of Sinai, all the mitzvahs and everything else. He gave them to Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai. With Maimed Har Sinai, the point being the Torah the Rabban. Take what you want. I'm just adding the Torah he brought to Rabban. He didn't that idea, but he didn't. The blot shear, the shear of learning with Chalal Yisrael, the Torah that he gave him, all the ins and outs and to understand the Havana, right? The Havana of everything that he learned with them, that wasn't Har Sinai, that was from Ma'el Ma'ed. That was through Moshe and Ma'el Ma'ed. So it's not a chronology, this was here and this was there. Everything was Har Sinai. But then the Eibishter learned with Chalal, when the Eibishter learned with Chalal Yisrael, he gave it to them and now he's teaching it to them, right? He's giving them a shear in it. The shear was from Ayal Mayad. The Nesina was from Har Sinai. That's the two things. The Chazara, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, that was Arvus Mayad. That was Arvus Mayad. And entered the Limud of the Teres Kainim. The Torah gave a mitzvah, showed us a mitzvah here of Shemitah, that everything was given by Har Sinai, and it was not chazered over in Arvus Mayad. Again, part of the Shemitah. Why? To teach you that it's totally Misinai. This is Misinai, and you can't say it was something that was added later or something like that. This is totally Misinai. This came Misinai. Okay. The gather of this limud is the cloud that we have, Dover Shahya Bechlal, the Yotza Minachlal, Loyla Lamed Al Atzma Yotza, Loyla Lamed Al Kala Klal Kula Yotza. Right? So everything was Bechlal, what was given, everything was Bechlal. The Torah was given in chazered over in Arvus Mayav. The Torah singled out didn't repeat Shemitah. Why? Not just to tell you that Shemitah wasn't lelamed al atzma yotze, lelamed al kol haklal yotze. That be'etzem you shouldn't think only this was the one that was totally given in Har Sinai, and other things were mischadish later on by Arvus Mayav. It, just like it's clearly evident that Shemitah was called Kulei from Sinai, certainly this was also called Kulei from Sinai. Well, everything else is Mismelamed on the cloud. All of those things, even those that were Iber Gechazer, Chazer over by Arvus Mayav, all of those things were totally Misinai. The last Nekuda that remains for us to understand is the following. Okay, so the Eibishter, why Shemitah? The Eibishter, I mean, in other words, the Eibishter picked out one, the mitzvah, that it was all, that was said in Sinai and not chazered over in Arvus Mayav to teach us. That's the Yotzam and Lamed al Aklal. Vos HaPeshmit. Could have been anything. There's got to be a reason why it's Dafke Shmita. Why it's Dafke Shmita. So the Velt says like this. I had this a long time. Then Matos Yo said it's a Ksav Sefer, so be it, Adarabba. The Pshat's very simple. It's coming from all angles that you have to know it's Misinai, chutz mizeh with the Maimed Har Sinai and everything else. However angle you look at it, it has to be Misinai Shmita. Why? A guy wants to give, let's say a guy's making a religion. Right? A guy's making a religion and he decides that in my religion, I want part of my religion to be that someone who wears a four-cornered baggage should put tzitzis at the end of it. Okay. Do I understand it? No. The guy who's hearing this religion, does it make sense to me? Lav dafka. But you could be. A guy could make up whatever he wants in his religion, right? He could make up whatever he wants in his religion. Any mitzvah of the Torah, a guy could make up, don't eat basar b'chalav. Okay. That's your religion. I might not want to subscribe to your religion if I have a choice necessarily, right? Chazal say, don't say lo yafshi to eat basar b'chalav. I do in the Kaddish Baruch Hu asked it, so if there's a natural latin, maybe I wouldn't want, but you could do that, right? Anybody. There's one mitzvah that's clearly that all of the protein and the gedukim of that mitzvah, it's not just the klal of the mitzvah, but called protein and gedukim, one mitzvah that could not have been man-made, man-invented. Right? A person's going to come and say Shemitah. Okay? Let your field lie fallow the seventh year. Right? I got to eat something. Right? So you have to promise them. What did he promise them? That it'll produce more in the sixth and it'll be enough for you. Right? And moreover, if you learn the Mefarshim in Sipurna later, what it says, there's two dargas of what you have, the bracha of Shviz. The one who doesn't question, the one who doesn't ask, manoichal. So there won't be a ribuy of tefuah, but the same amount of tefuah that you always have will be nisrabe in you. Right? That will keep you filled and you won't need more than that. The person who's not on such a darga, he explains, the lower darga, who says, what am I going to eat? He needs to see in the physical world something to understand that he's going to have it. So then for that, the Eibishter promises it's going to produce double the amount, double plus. Okay? So you come along and you give this mitzvah that you lie fallow and you say, okay, and you're going to have plenty to eat because the field's going to produce more than it normally does, or you're going to have this tremendous nest, it's going to be misbarked. That'll last. If a human had made that, the religion would last up to and maybe including the first Shemitah, and then it would be over. Why? Because what's going to happen when it doesn't produce more? Who could say that it's going to produce more? Who could say, certainly, that it's going to be nizborech b'meyov, that you're going to have it? The haftachas of Shemitah is something that a person couldn't and wouldn't make up because he'll be proven wrong. Since it's not going to be proven wrong, the recipient, it could make sense to him and he'll decide to prescribe to the religion. It'll not make sense to him and he won't, but the one who does it makes sense to him. You'll never be proven that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. It'll never be proven that there's no mitzvah of basar b'chalav. Shemitah is perhaps the only mitzvah, likely the only mitzvah, which is muchrach that it's misinai, that it's from the Eibishter and not man created. So that's also part of what the Torah's Kainim is saying. That's why the Eibishter chose this mitzvah. However you look at it, this is called Pulei from the Rebbeinu Shalala. Mitzad the Maimon of Har Sinai, Mitzad the Chefz of the mitzvah itself, of Shemitah, called Kulei Oimer, it's from the Rebbeinu Shalala. That's the beer of the Torah's Kainim. And it's coming to teach us everything was Protevet and Dukah, every single prat was Misinai. Every single prat was misinai, which again, for us, what's the mila of it? Like we said, there's two things. There's the Tur / Bach, and there's the Ramban. There's the Ramban that it was clearly given from the Eibishter. If it was clearly given from the Eibishter, no one can ever change it. Right? No one can ever change it. This is the Torah. Both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. This is all given from the Eibishter. What the littlest Talmud is going to be mechadish, that's all bechlal, what was given to the from the Eibishter to Klal Yisrael Misinai, and that not from a Novi. So nobody can come along and say, well, we can change this, and nowadays this, and nowadays that. It was given from the Eibishter. There's no modern Orthodox. There's no less than that. There's no any of that. It is what it is. That's what it is. That's Nekuda number one of Bahar Sinai. And Nekuda number two of Bahar Sinai is appreciate what you have. The Torah was given to us, chutz from the first bracha, that you may mention in there that you're learning with the Eibishter. Right? That you're learning with the Eibishter. Which, if you stop to think about that itself, how would you conduct yourself if you had a chavrusa shaf with the Eibishter? That might, you know, dictate certain norms and values for us, how to appreciate what we're doing when we're sitting and learning. And chutz mizeh, to be Mishabeach to Eibishter, you have to Maimed Har Sinai. This whole Torah was given to you with this Maimed Har Sinai. The chvivas of, and the shvach vahidu to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we are today, we are on the receiving end of this chvivas of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which the Rabbeinu Shalom personally came and gave us mitaych kirva that was never demonstrated to anybody else in the world, and won't be. That's the kirva to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the bracha of Asher b'chabonu mikol amim v'nosan lano yaskerosoi. So have that in mind next time you make b'chusat. Thank you.